Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Hello, 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 and welcome back here to CJSF 90.1 FM, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. And welcome back here to Intravenous on this lovely Wednesday morning. My name is Vivian, and welcome back. I'm so excited for today's episode because I have two very cool interviews for you that I did on Monday with Jen Marchbank and Yasmin from the Gender, Sexuality and Women's Studies, and I'm so excited for you to play it because it was amazing to talk with both of them, because there was this march happening on Sunday for International Women's Day that six SFU students organized. So I will talk a little bit about that. I will play you the interview, so I'm so excited for that one. And I will also play you my favorite song that gives me power and gives me strength and makes me proud to be a woman. And I will play you that song soon. It's called I Am Woman by Emmy Malley. And we will also tune into the interviews soon. And I will introduce International Women's Day, because today on March 8th, on Wednesday, the International Women's Day is happening right now here in Canada, and I'm so excited that it is happening right now, and it's so good that it's actually on the day of Intravenous. And yeah, we will see how that goes. And I want to now start with a song that really fits to the topic, and it's called I Am Woman by Emmy Malley. And we will jump right into it, and afterwards we will listen to the interviews, and I give you a little bit detail about what is happening here in Vancouver for International Women's Day, and why is International Women's Day even celebrated. So stay tuned for that, and now enjoy I'm Woman by Emmy Malley.
Teach you, I can.
Oh, what a cool song. Welcome back here to Intravenous. I'm your host, Vivian, and this was I Am Woman by Ami Malek, which gives me so much power and makes me proud to be a woman. It's such a nice song and it fits perfectly for today, because today International Women's Day is happening here in Vancouver, not only in Vancouver but all around the world it is celebrated, and I want to give you know a little bit of detail why is it celebrated and why it is so important, and yeah, what is happening here on SFU as well. And afterwards we will hear two interviews I did on Monday. The first interview will be with Yasmin, from a graduate student from the Gender, Sexuality and Women's Studies department. And after that, I will play her favorite song that makes her proud to be a woman. Also really inspiring song, actually, by the way. And after that, we will hear the interview I did with Jen Marchbank via phone. She's a professor here at SFU, also from the Gender, Sexuality and Women's Studies department. So I'm very excited for that one. And I hope you will enjoy that too, because I enjoy talking to both of them because they're really inspiring and it's so great what they did on Sunday, because we talked about the march that they organized, or especially Yasmin organized on Sunday for International Women's Day. And many people celebrated with them. They had some speakers, but I will talk about it after the interview. I don't want to take too much details away. So now I would like to introduce you to the International Women's Day. So if you don't know what the International Women's Day is, it is celebrated on March 8th. And it's a global day to recognize and celebrate women's and girls' social, economic, culture, and political achievements. And if you don't know, also in March, on March happening is the Women's History Month. It's also a time to raise awareness of the progress made towards achieving gender equality and the work remaining to be done. The beginnings of International Women's Day can be traced back to the early 20th century. It emerged from the activities of labor movements in North America and Europe and reflected a growing call for women's equal participation in society. International Women's Day first took place on March 19th, 1911 in Austria, Denmark, Germany, and Switzerland. That day, over 1 million women and men attended public events to show their support. Other countries began to observe and celebrate this day in the years that followed. The United Nations recognized 1957 as International Women's Year and began celebrating March 8th as International Women's Day. Today, International Women's Day is a day of unity, celebration, reflection, advocacy, and action, and is celebrated in many countries worldwide. And this year's theme is called Embrace Equity, and it's so important, and I'm so glad that it is still celebrated. And also, every woman counts, also not only a woman, but also a person that are identifying as woman as well. Of course, it's also what I talked about with Jen, so you will hear more details about that soon. And yeah, so why embrace equity? So I will now quote the International Women's Day website. You can also check them out on our archives on cdsf.ca. So it's International Women's Day 2023 campaign theme is hashtag embrace equity for International Women's Day and beyond. Let's all fully embrace equity. Equity isn't just a nice to have, it's a must have. A focus on gender equity needs to be part of every society's DNA. And it's critical to understand the difference between equity and equality. The aim of International Women's Day 2023 hashtag Embrace Equity campaign theme is to get the world talking about why equal opportunities aren't enough. People start from different places, so true inclusion and belonging requires equitable action. So it's so important that, yeah, we embrace equity. So yeah, it's so important, and also talking about it helps. And I found a quote also on International Women's Day that I would like to read now, because it's really inspiring and it makes me think about what goes wrong in the world and what still needs to be done. And that's why we should celebrate it every year as when I talked with Yasmin, she said she did that march because nothing really happened the last years. So what was the first march in over, I don't know how many years, but she had the idea to do it, to make it happen. And it's so important. It's so good that she did it, because we only can embrace equity by taking action, and can start with doing a march, for example. But it also can start by just talking about it and engage with community and talk to your local female shops and artists and support everyone you can think of, and listen to female artists more, support them more. And it is so, so important. So I would like to quote now before we jump into our interview and our first song, which I'm very excited about. So yeah, I would now quote the quote that is on International Women's Day. Check them out, please. It's on our archives, csf.ca. Imagine that you are babysitting two children and they're hungry. You go to the fruit bowl and you start to pick up two apples to give them to each child. However, you remember at the last moment that one of the children is allergic to apples. Instead, you reach for one apple and one banana, and that way you are being fair. You still give one piece of fruit to each child, but you're also being equitable because you're giving each child a legitimate way of satisfying their hunger. If you had gone for two apples, the child who's allergic to the apple would on the surface have a way to satisfy their hunger, but they couldn't do what without getting ill. In this way, you're being fair. You're giving each child a piece of fruit, but you're also giving them something that is in line with the individual needs so they can be successful. So equity can be defined as giving everyone what they need to be successful. In other words, it's not giving everyone the exact same thing. If you give everyone the exact same thing, expecting that will make people equal, it assumes that everyone started out in the same place. And this can be vastly inaccurate because everyone isn't the same. And it's so, so inspiring because that is so true. Everybody has different needs, especially women, the female body, but not only female body, but every female is different. Every female has different needs, wishes, and personality, characters, and bodies. So everybody is different, but everybody wants to be treated equal, but you kind of have to individualize this equity. So be aware of that. And I found this quote really, really inspiring. And I hope it inspired you too, because it's so, so important. And I'm glad that I found it on this website. And I would like to jump right into our first interview with Jasmin, who also inspired me very, very much. She's such a genuinely nice person, and I really enjoy talking with her. She is, again, a graduate student here at SFU Burnaby campus in the field of gender, sexuality, and women's studies, and she's an expert in this field. So it was a pleasure talking with her about the different things and also about her organizing the march. So again, thank you, Yasmin, if you're listening, for organizing this march. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend because I had some family issues, but I was glad that she did it for other persons, and so many SFU students attended. So please now enjoy the interview I did with Yasmin from SFU about the International Women's Day March on Sunday. Now please enjoy. My name is Vivian, and we are CJSF 90.1 FM, and we are here today with Jasmin to talk about the Women's International March that happened yesterday, so on Sunday, March 5th, in Vancouver downtown at the Art Gallery, and we want to talk about that. So for those who don't know you, who are you, and what are you doing here at SFU?
My name is Yasmin Simsek. I use she, her pronouns, and I am a master's student in the Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies department here.
Mm-hmm. I just talked about the march. So we met last week on Intravenous on air to talk about the upcoming march for International Women's Day. So how did it go?
It went above all expectations. Oh, we had a great turnout. All the speakers were there. They were so engaging and enlightening. Everyone joined on the march, they made signs, and yeah, I think afterwards a lot of people came up to like the committee that organized it, and they were just telling us like they really appreciated the day, and honestly that's like the best thing we could have hoped for, that people like also felt they needed this day, and that they now have it was really good.
Mm-hmm. And are you happy how it turned out?
I'm really, really happy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was such a successful day. And I think we really managed to like create a sense of unity and solidarity, which is, I think, what we need for mm-hmm. not just Women's Day, but for all time.
Yeah. March and forever. And for those who don't know what International Women's Day is about, could you shortly explain what it is? Because we just talked about it. And yeah, could you explain that?
Yeah. So International Women's Day is a day that actually goes much further back than people just would assume. Because the first official march was 1911, I think. And in the beginning, it was a lot more like a socialist movement. And it was much more about like women's voting rights. Mm-hmm. But as we can see in our society, there's still such a deep need for International Women's Day. And this march is a way for people to unite and really get their message across and be allowed to like roar a little louder than they usually are. And this march happened so many places around the world. So even though Vancouver used to have one a few decades ago, we thought it was about time we put it back on.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And you were part of the organization team. So how could you give me a little insight about how you came up with the idea of organizing this march?
Yeah. So last March in 2022 was my first march in Vancouver. And I was excited to go to the streets mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. there was no option to go on the streets. And I talked to a few people and they were all like, yeah, all the international students were like, we do this back home. Like, why don't we do it here? And I thought, well, why don't we? So mm-hmm. I thought, because I'm in this program as well, I was like, mm-hmm. I have all the knowledge and yeah, the academic knowledge to put this on. I would like to also use all this academia for something outside that can affect and help other women. So that's kind of how it all came about. Like it's, yeah, I felt like it was needed and other people did too. So that was mm-hmm. nice.
And do you think that something will change after the march happened yesterday?
I think it's hard to not feel like a God complex if I say yes. Mm-hmm. But there was a few people who said that they felt inspired from the mm-hmm. event. And I think that inspiration can hopefully encourage them to go create a little change in their own community and that change can then hopefully create a ripple effect to create even bigger change on a broader scale. So the fact that we inspire just a few people, hopefully more, then I think that means that it was a huge success.
That's true. You started with little steps and yeah. you will grow bigger. And it's so great that you organized this march, such an important event. Yeah, thank you for organizing that. And yeah, what was your favorite moment during the march? Or did you have like a special moment you had?
Oh, I have so many. There were so many good moments. I think one of my favorite things was the speakers we had, that they all got to meet each other because they're all these really cool activists in our communities, but they all have like fight for such different like intersectional issues that women go through. So a lot of them don't actually know each other and seeing them kind of like bond and like refer to each other on stage, I was like, that is so cool because then hopefully they can like do work together in the future as well and stuff. So I thought that felt very wholesome.
Mm-hmm. And are there some speakers that we know?
Well, one of the speakers is Dr. Jennifer Marchbank from SFU. She's also a very dear person to me. So she definitely helped out a lot with the march. We also had Nazanin Mokhadami, who spoke on the Iranian Revolution, and Jaylene McRae, who was part of opening our event. She's from Treaty 4. She's a transgender woman. She's also incredible. All these women I've gotten really close to, but they all also met each other and met more people from the march. And yeah, I'm really excited to be part of this group of incredibly fierce mm-hmm. women that are making change. And the fact that I have like a little foot in now, I'm like, yay, I want to absorb all the cool things you do.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool, especially like creating this safe space and this community is so, so important. And especially for the people at SFU, because I had the feeling that not many people knew about the march, but after we spoke about it and after you made this Instagram account, I think you made a huge change and a lot of people knew after we talked about it that you will organize it. So I hope some people joined the march too.
They did.
Yeah,
yeah, we had an SFU turnout for sure, which is great. I'm really, really thankful to all the students who came out.
Mm-hmm, that's so great. And it is March and beyond, I already said that, because it is so important to support not only women on International Women's Day. So what can people do to support women better, not only
on International Women's Day?
I think International Women's Day is a great day to remember to fight for women's rights. But as with all these days and months that are specific to certain communities, it's like it doesn't stop here. Like it's a full year thing. We can raise extra awareness this month, but you don't get to stop just because it's not March anymore. And I think the biggest shout out I want to do is to, or like the biggest encouragement is to, like the male bodies, like the people, cis men that don't necessarily feel the struggle in their own body, like make sure you're an ally to the women in your life and women everywhere. Make sure that you like put yourself in women's shoes and realize what can make a woman uncomfortable, what struggle a woman has. Ask and listen especially. Mm-hmm. And make sure you take these steps to make sure that women are comfortable, that women are heard. So yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. But women can support each other by supporting women-owned businesses, going to women-organized events, listening, speaking up when they see something that's not right. The list goes on, but mm-hmm. I think I'll stop there to minimize the time in this program.
Yeah, yeah, so important. And also educate yourself and go out and explore the different communities that we have, especially here on SF Campus. We have so many incredible communities. For example, we have the Women's Center, and it is such a good, safe place. So if you need anything, you should definitely check that out.
Yeah, and they put on great programs. Mm-hmm. There's the Out on Campus and all these SFU societies that focus on all these different intersectional things about women, like support them. And it's so easy to make a start because all of it's right at our doorstep here at SFU. So that's just such an easy way to start this movement of supporting each other. Yeah. And then you can bring it out when you're done at SFU.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And is there anything you want to add as we almost close out here today?
About yesterday or?
Yeah, or anything you want to say?
We're going to do it again next year, you guys. So come down for it.
That's amazing. That's so cool. And why do you think, or why is International Women's Day for you so important?
So personally for me, one of the things that drives me is I am a woman of half Turkish heritage. And women face a lot of struggles in Turkey. And a lot of my research at SFU has been focused on femicide in Turkey. So that's definitely one of my driving forces to make sure I fight for women in Turkey and help in any way I can. So that's my inspiration and the reason this day is very important to me personally.
Mm-hmm. And is there also something happening on March 8th here in Vancouver, except that the sub billing, for example, is closed here in SFU? So is there something happening in Vancouver too?
There's literally so many events happening, not just on the day. Like this entire week is full of events. Most of them are actually on Eventbrite, which is pretty cool because that's just like a gathered information of everything. So if you want to go out and celebrate International Women's Day, jump on Eventbrite and just search International Women's Day Vancouver and you can see all of them, because I don't remember the details now, but the Women's Center is definitely holding an event. I think it might be on Wednesday. A breakfast thing. I'm getting my dates mixed up, but that's one thing you could do. But just honestly search, there's so many things happening, different luncheons, different galas, different panels. So yeah, go out and celebrate women.
Yes, definitely. So thank you so much for being here and for sharing all this information with me. And your support is so important. And please support the female communities you have around you. And check out also your Instagram and, all the other things that happening here at SFU. And also check out our website, cdsf.ca. We'll all link the information on our archives. And one last question. So I always ask my interviewees, what's their favorite song, or what's a song that inspires you or gives you power or make you proud to be a woman? Do you have a song that kind of gives you the feeling of being proud to be a woman and gives you power?
Okay, so last week I shared The Power by Lil Mix and Stormzy, because I love Stormzy and Lil Mix anyway. but actually, I've gone a little bit more old school this week, and we're going Strong Enough by Cher. That is a badass woman empowerment song.
Such a good song. Yeah, I know that one. So, stay tuned for that song. And yeah, thank you so much, Sass.
No, thank you so much,
for
Vivian.
For being here. It was lovely to meet you, and we'll definitely hear you again on air.
Definitely. So nice to meet you. And thank you so much for all your support as well.
Yeah, of course. I love to support such important events here. And yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Shara Crow, Strong Enough. What a nice song Yasmin chose here, and what a nice interview. I hope you enjoyed the interview as much as I did. It was such a pleasure talking to her. She's such a nice person, and I hope you enjoyed her song she chose. It's such a powerful song and also gives me power and strength. And as she already said, it makes you proud to be a woman and gives you power, and such a nice song. And I hope you enjoyed that. And it was such a pleasure talking to her. And if you want to reach out to her, you can check her out on her Instagram. I will all link the information to find her on our archives on cdsf.ca. And now I want to come to our second interview, because I also spoke with a speaker that was also involved in the march on Sunday. So it was Jen Marchbank. She's a professor here at SFU, and she has taught at 8 universities in 4 countries and has been at SFU since 2005. And she's always been active in her communities, and she's working with girls from areas in deprivation whilst completing her PhD, and still continues to volunteer youth work with the LGBTQ2SEA+ youth activist and education group Youth for a Change, and she's based in Surrey. So I had her on phone, and it was so nice talking to her, because she's an expert in that field, and she was a speaker. She held a very inspiring speech on the march, and I'm very excited to play this interview for you now. And afterwards, we will hear her song she chose to play. And yeah, stay tuned for that. Hope you enjoy that interview as well as you did with Yasmin's interview. And yeah, let's jump right in. Enjoy. You strong.